This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Morgan Wallen did not have a tantrum on Saturday Night Live. That was one of the headlines that we laughed at this morning. There was no tantrum.
Or stormed off the stage, which is not true. He hugged the host and walked off the stage.
Morgan Wallen did create a stir when he, what Tammy said, walked off the stage in the middle of the closing credits. Now, that is a time at SNL when everyone hangs out on the stage. They all hug each other. They all high-five each other. They all talk about how great they were. And the credits roll, and the music is playing.
Yes.
And it's very common. In fact, it's always the way that the host and the musical guests, they stay on and they mingle. Well, Morgan Wallen wanted nothing to do with that. It seemed, as he said goodbye to Mikey Madison, the host, he hightailed it off that stage very quickly.
When the camera came to him, they were chatting a little bit, and she said something about being tired, and then, how are you, to Morgan, and he said, I couldn't really hear what he said, but he said, not as tired as usual. Then he leaned in and gave her a hug, and then strolled off the stage.
Did Morgan Wallen throw a tantrum? No. Did Morgan Wallen look like he wanted to be anywhere but on that stage? In my opinion, yes.
Sure.
Throughout the entire week, there were some cringy promos from SNL where he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else but on that promo. And even when he was performing, he seemed, I don't want to say disinterested, but it was very businesslike for him. I even mentioned while I was watching it, he doesn't look like he's having any fun whatsoever. And in my opinion, he proved it when he almost ran over a cameraman to get off that stage.
Okay, he did not hurry. He walked off the stage. It wasn't any kind of like run or get me out of here. He just left.
I don't think it was running. I do think it was get me out of here. I don't think he wanted to be anywhere on that stage, and he showed that by literally leaving as everybody else was still kind of doing their thing and saying goodbye. And he didn't do himself any favors as far as gossip and rumors by posting a picture of his private jet that says "Get me to God's country" after the show was over. People are kind of theorizing that meant get me out of New York City, get me back to where I'm comfortable. I don't know. It's all speculation. It'll be over in 10 minutes.
Yes.
But it is what everybody was talking about after SNL over the weekend. By the way, maybe he was getting off the stage because it was a pretty weak performance and he wanted nothing to do with it.
Not his performance.
The show itself was just
not that good. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
I watched it. I'm kind of fascinated by Mikey Madison, and I was hoping that it would have been funnier than it was, and it just wasn't. But either
way. Maybe the whole thing was just like, there was no tantrum. There was no storming off. It was just quick hug and I'm gone. There's a lot of us who would do that if we were in an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, but I wonder why it was uncomfortable. I don't know. It's not he doesn't know. He's done it before. He was in a skit before. Mm-hmm. Well, either way.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.